Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the program, AMPM Sports, ESPN, 1005.com. Follow along on Twitter, as you do every single day, and tweet me, and we're going to get to some of your tweets today, at AaronESPN1005, and you can also go to Facebook, facebook.com/AaronMurett, M-E-U-R-E-T-T, and you will be officially a hold of me for the next hour. Sports genius for your mind and for your ears here with AMPM Sports. Thanks for checking out the archived audio page. I have to be honest with you, coming into the show today, and as I started to prepare for today's program, I thought, oh, this is going to be one of those days, one of those shows that it's just, I'm going to let everyone down. It's just going to be boring. And I couldn't find anything good to talk about. And then it started to come to me, and I have so much here all of a sudden that I may not be able to get through it. And we may have to reserve some of it until tomorrow. That's always how this goes. When you think you have a lot to talk about, you run out. When you don't think you have anything, suddenly you have too much to even handle for one show. And we'll see how far we get here today. The Wisconsin Badgers got a win. Finally, how about that? The Badgers with a victory. Very, very difficult to believe that the Wisconsin Badgers finally got a win. It is breaking news on AMPM Sports, ESPN1005.com. Wisconsin beats Illinois 75-63. With the win, the Badgers improved to 18-5 overall, 5-5 in the Big Ten. Frank Kaminsky only had 2 points, but he did a nice job on the board, 7 rebounds. Sam Decker had 16 points, so did Ben Bruss. Trayvon Jackson, 14 points, and 8 points for Josh Gosser. Nigel Hayes had 14 off the bench. Badgers with a 75-63 win. And there you have it. The Badgers, well, I don't know if they're back on track necessarily. I mean, well, the first time they played Illinois, the Badgers put up over 90 points. This time, a grand total of 75, which is better than what they have been doing. Now, the thing that concerns me still with the Badger, and this is, I thought they had gotten away from this when they started out so well. I had thought that they were taking themselves off of the reliance of the three-pointer. And for a while, they did. And during that time, they happened to go 16-0. Since they have returned to their addiction to three-point shooting, and it's caused them to go into some tailspins. You know, we've seen from them scoring droughts of 9 minutes long, some longer than that. And last night, they were hitting their threes. They hit 10. Illinois only had, I think it was 4. And that was the difference in a game that was neck and neck throughout. It was 36-30 Wisconsin at halftime. And the game was close until about the 9 minute mark of the second half. But I hate to see the Badgers drop back into this where they are relying so much on three-pointers, because that's how you lose to bad teams, and that's how you go on skids. Now, I'm not going to sit here and bother talking about the ins and outs of the Badger offense and what they do offensively. All I know, and all I can relay to you in terms that you can understand, is when they take a lot of threes, they can beat any team in the nation if they're hitting them. They can also lose to any team if they're missing. And they go on scoring droughts, which are terrible. But the Badgers got a win last night. They beat Illinois, who is not very good, But the Badgers will take a win any way they can get it at this point in the season. I don't know if you're have been following what is happening in the Olympics before the Olympic Games get started. The 2014 Sochi Winter Olympic Games, but the conditions are not ideal there, to say the least. Looking at some reporters and athletes, fans who are in Sochi for the Olympics have been taking to social media and on Twitter to criticize and complain about the conditions there, and they are pathetic. Not good. And the Bleacher Report has compiled all of these tweets into one piece. The first, from Stephen Wino, says, one of the rooms Canada men's hockey team will stay in, it's got three beds all right next to each other. Three little twin-size beds for the Canadian hockey team, where three of them will all stay together. This tweet comes from Greg Wyszynski. It is a picture in one of the Sochi bathrooms. It says, please do not flush toilet paper down the toilet! Exclamation mark. All right. Joanne Barnes tweets a picture of the sidewalk in Sochi. Watch your step. I've noticed on walkway and sidewalks that not all manholes are always covered. There's a picture of an open manhole. And one of the last ones I wanted to get to here, Stacy St. Clair tweets a picture of two glasses of what is apparently water, but it looks like urine. Says watery. Stacy St. Clair tweets, water restored, sort of. On the bright side, I now know what very dangerous face water looks like. Earlier in the day, she tweeted, my hotel has no water. If restored, the front desk says, do not use on your face because it contains something very dangerous. And this is the situation at the Olympics. What a mess. Oh, there's one other one. Alan Springer tweeted, Sochi hotel room, no Wi-Fi, TV, heat, working lock on front door, or shower curtain, but I've been told that I have one of the nicer rooms. And Charles Robinson tweeted him back and said, we'll trade you for our raw sewage bathroom. Sochi 2014, it sounds like the athletes, the families, the fans, and the media are living the dream. We'll come back. Nick Collins says he wants to return to the NFL. Should the Packers take him? Also, you can tweet me on this one or Facebook.com/AaronMorette. Give me an answer. Richie Incognito, his suspension is over. He is going to be an unrestricted free agent come March. Would you take him on your Green Bay Packers? We'll talk about that and more coming up next. AM PM Sports, ESPN 1005.com.